I saw one article, the Detroit Daily News. And when I saw this story, I really wanted to just get away. I want to go to Mars.
Away from what?
I want to go to Mars. I want to get away from people. I don't think people are good anymore at all.
Okay.
This is the worst story that I could find today. It's worse than my
poo. Worse than my poo story?
No, this will make you go, I never knew this was a thing.
Oh.
You ready for this?
Ready.
So this girl has been arrested after giving birth to a dead man's baby.
What?
She works in the morgue.
Oh my God.
Keep going. Play what? That scenario in your head.
But it's not possible.
It's possible. And this isn't the first guy that she's done this. She's done this to at least 20 guys.
What?
Yes, she's 26 years old. She has sexually abused more than 60 other dead bodies belonging to males age 17 to 71.
Oh, my God.
There's currently no laws governing this.
That's not true.
In it's Missouri.
Necrophilia. No, it's against the law. That it's called necrophilia. It's against the law.
In Missouri, I guess this is okay. So they found out that attention dead guy, you are the father.
Oh my God. I'm really speechless. Like, you, it's rare that you say something to me that I have nothing to say. This is one of those rare moments that I don't even know how to. How do I ask this the nice way? How does she get the semen? I mean, if they're dead, there's no way.
Rigor mortis, I know, settles in. And
I know, but that's, yeah. So how do I say this nicely? Yeah. So there, it's possible to have intercourse. Gross. I want to vomit that I even just said that. But there's no way. Let's see. Okay, so here's what the article says. Oh, I can't believe I'm going to have to read this.
She's facing a total of 158 charges, including indecent treatment of a corpse.
Okay, so this 57-year-old guy had a fatal car accident. Okay, the evidence was that he was already dead when the baby was conceived.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that? I guess they traced it back because they did the DNA and traced it back to this 57-year-old dead guy who died in a car accident. But how do you get the semen?
So here's her photo. She's not bad looking.
Oh, she's hideous.
No, she's not.
She looks like a heroin addict.
Oh, if a guy saw her in a bar after she had a shower and makeup. Yeah, I mean, but 60 guys. 60 dead bodies.
Yeah, she's mentally ill. That is some serious mental illness. But I love that they had to do DNA. But, okay, so how did they find out? Like, she was pregnant and she had to tell who? Like, she had to tell her parents that she was pregnant. They were like, wait, you don't have a boyfriend? She was like, I have 60 of them.
I have a different one every single night. So, yeah. This story today, when I read this, this is on Show Prep. This is on major websites. This is on Detroit Free Press.
Yeah.
So it really threw me for a curve because I was like, I'm like you. This can't happen.
How about this? When you go work in a morgue, if you're somebody who runs a morgue, the first question the person you're hiring, the first question you should ask them is, are you turned on by dead people?
You bring a dead guy out and say, is this guy hot to you?
Right. Is this turning you on?
So,
oh my God.
So I really had to do, and I think everybody in our position, once you read a story like this, you should do a little bit of research to find out, A, how does it happen? I want to know where this woman grew up. Is she married? Is she?
She's only 26.
I want to know everything. I mean, this really threw me for a curve
That's, I want to know about the first time. What was the first time that she was with a dead body and thought, I can do this?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many questions. I'm like you. It's nonstop questions. So I had to dig a little bit more and find out where this story came from. Is the Detroit Free Press a real newspaper or not? Uh-huh. And I found this, that this is the same girl.
Oh.
And she got stopped in Boone for a drug arrest.
When she was 22.
When she was 22. Same photo.
I told you she looks like a drug addict.
But the thing is, somebody took this photo, made the story up. It's not real.
Oh, thank God. I'm so glad that story. But wait, the story is not real, and yet the Detroit Free Press ran it.
Yeah.
And it's in all of our press today.
Right. And this girl's name is this girl just likes to smoke some pot every now and then. Now we're finding out that she, you know, slept with 60 dead guys and got pregnant from one. So that's a complete false story. This is the same mugshot that they used.
Okay. Phew. Okay. So that's a fake story. She's not a 26-year-old necrophiliac. She did not have sex with 60 dead bodies between the ages of 17 and 71, and she is not pregnant.
Somebody made this story up.
Oh, thank God.
And they put it out, and everybody fell for it. I mean, it's one of the top 10 trending stories in the country right now. And I had I took the photo and ran it through an image finder and found this mugshot.
Thank God you did a fact check on this, because I have so many questions. It just doesn't seem possible. It doesn't seem possible that you can get pregnant from a dead guy. So I have too many questions. Okay, good. So it's the whole thing's bullshit. I feel better knowing that.
Yeah, I couldn't let it go with just she got, because I knew you were going to have so many questions with this story.
I was ready to never eat again. I was ready to just like put my microphone down and start throwing up.
Right. So that somebody, I have faith once again in humanity, just because I did a image search and found out that it's not true.
I don't have faith in humanity necessarily, but I'm just glad that
more than I did at 2 o'clock today.
That's true. I'm glad that story isn't true. Okay, good. So we almost got God, but you did some sleuthing and some serious journalism and real reporting, and you found out, you did some fact-checking, and you found out that it's total BS. And everyone else in the country is reporting it as, can you believe this? And we're like, hi, untrue.
Tomorrow morning, watch it. It's going to be on every Yuck Yuck morning show in the country. They're going to be throwing this poor girl under a bus talking about sleeping with 60 dead people. And getting pregnant.
And we have educated our listeners. They now know not to fall for that trap.
Right. That she just smoked a little pot and got arrested. Phew.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I feel better now.
Right. Hashtag fake news. Thank God.